We make many choices in life. Do we drive or fly? Button down or polo? Turkey or ham? Many, many choices. Which mass do I come to on Sunday or Saturday? Who comes to dinner on Thursday? What sides do we have? Do we work remotely or do we go to the office? We do basically what we want with small decisions in life. And they are small decisions. As much as we like not to admit it, many of us are able to make those decisions. Our control of those small decisions make us feel very powerful. Maybe we think that we can control everything. One of the criminals who was crucified with Jesus seems to think so. Says, save yourself. But there's another caveat there. Save yourselves and us. In other words, do what I want. Jesus Christ, with whom we celebrate today, they call him a king. We don't have kings like we had in those days. And almost like every town had a king. And a territory had a king. So it was part of the nomenclature of that time. And they were powerful, and they were in control of everything. Where you sit, where you stand, where you live, where you eat, everything. Jesus comes into their culture. And they call him a king. He even said to Pilate, are you a king? You said I am. He says to him. Pilate knew exactly what a king was. It was Caesar. Only one king. But Jesus' nomenclature was different. His definition of a king was totally different. It was not one of domination or dominance or power. It's one of service, one of reaching out to everyone who's in need. Sometimes in life, we think that we are the king of life, that we control everything that is in life, when in essence, we control very little. And so today's question is, who is in command of our life? Who is in control of our life? Who moves our spirit? Someone or something does. Everyone. I hope that it is Christ who controls your life. It is he who brought you into this world, and one day he will reach out his hand and he will call you to where we call the kingdom of God, where all your relatives, your parents, your aunts, your uncles, your brothers and sisters are now enjoying the presence of God. May we all be there one day.